Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
University of Mary Washington this morning, and graduate admissions and career and workforce are a topic. We did this, we had just about the same group in last year and had just a fabulous discussion on just a lot of the opportunities that are available in the area. And so we welcome to the program this morning the Director of Regional Partnerships, Devin Fedor, is here. Devin, you're the new person on the block, so we welcome you this morning.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Christy Pack is here, the Director of Graduate Admissions, and Teresa Segelkin is here, the Director of Continuing and Professional Programming. Good to have you guys all here this morning. We were talking before the show, and I thought that the great part, Christy, about when we did this show last year was just to show just the breadth of programs that Mary Washington has. That Mary Washington really the educational opportunities for all ages are there.
Yeah, we've expanded our opportunities this year for graduate programs. They've branched out into nursing is our newest graduate program that is launching for fall of 2026. So we have a new Master of Science of Nursing program with a family nurse practitioner and a nurse educator pathway that we're super excited about. Our College of Business is branching out into some different concentrations within our MBA program for programming in AI as well as entrepreneurial leadership, which is very exciting. So we're folding in some new opportunities at the graduate level for degree-seeking programs.
That's pretty exciting. And I'm sure for you and just for putting these, as these programs get put together, they meet so many needs. And I can see a lot of people who see these programs and are able to help their own careers by you know, going back to school.
Absolutely. I think one of the most important parts of the launch of the MSN, as well as what we're doing within our business programming, is meeting regional workforce needs and focused on the impact to the community. I think we're so fortunate here in Fredericksburg to have a thriving small business community, mm-hmm. as well as corporate opportunities. And then, of course, the nursing kind of speaks for itself in terms of serving the region and addressing an area that needs attention in terms of how students in our program can meet the workforce demand of professional nurses in terms of them advancing their careers.
And we're going to get into all of these in greater details, especially the nursing program. I've been hearing the commercials the last few days, and I mean, it sounds really exciting, and we'll get into all the details of that. And I'm sure for somebody like you, that's got to be really exciting.
It is. It is. I've had a lot of fun launching the program this spring since we announced its approval back in December. So it's been a lot of fun to work on.
Teresa, it's the continuing and professional programs. I mean, you reach a lot of people too, just especially people that are in careers that are looking for ways to better themselves and to gain more skills.
Yes, we do. And I'm super excited that we get to do that here in the community. Fredericksburg is such a diverse community, both in businesses, organizations, and the needs as it continues to grow. Continuing Professional Studies has that opportunity to reach people where they are and help upskill them into where they want to be and where they want to go. We also are able to help establish some personal enrichment needs as well. So, you know, you have your professional realm, but you also are a human. And Continuing Studies has had a great time being able to see where people's interests lie and help to align educational development to that, too.
We'll talk more about that, because that is an interesting part of this, because a lot of times I'll page through, I'll see things about some of these programs offered, and it's maybe just a single class you want to take, and people can do that.
Absolutely. We find that folks really want a one way in and then expand further, decide if something's where you want to be. You don't necessarily want to commit to 16 weeks out of the year for it. And so we may run a workshop on a specific language. Let's say you're learning French to go on a wine tour that you're going to go do with alumni. Hmm. We try to look at what's happening in the region and then create programming to help support that.
We'll get into all that as we go along. Devin, the Director of Regional Partnerships, again, I guess that you're tying a whole lot of things together. You all have little, and I'm sure you all even cross paths with some of the things that you do.
We do. We work really collaboratively together, and I think that's one of the unique things about my role. I'm very embedded with the team at University of Mary Washington, and I also get the chance to work with our community colleges in the region, as well as with employers and workforce and economic development agencies. So I think we're all supporting the same goal. As Teresa said, we do. We have a diverse community of businesses, and Christy mentioned our small business community. There's so many opportunities for students to have work-based learning and internship experiences, and we really want to help focus on making it easy and also honing in on some of the industries that make Fredericksburg and the region special.
Quick break, and we'll jump into all of this. Devin, Christy, and Teresa here this morning on News Talk 1230 WFVA. We will be right back.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. Miss a part of the show? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. And now, back to your host, Ted Schubel.
Looking at University of Mary Washington this morning, graduate admissions, career, and workforce are our topic with a number of guests here. Christy Pack, we talked just a second ago about the new Master of Science in Nursing program. So tell me more. I've heard, as I heard the commercial this morning, I knew you guys were all coming in, and I thought, oh, we're going to talk about this.
Yeah. So the Master of Science in Nursing, we're launching our inaugural cohort this fall, and it is going to be cohort-based. So students will move through a curriculum together, and it is going to launch as a part-time program. So it's really designed for working nurses that are going to take classes in a hybrid manner. All of their academic coursework is going to be in an online platform to make it as flexible as possible for you know, different types of work schedules. And then they'll start out with some clinical hour requirements that will hit next summer in 2027. So it's got a really good ramp in terms of how you onboard into the program, take some academic coursework before you start preparing for the clinical side. And I think one of the coolest things is that it has two distinct pathways. So once you get through some of the academic core coursework that both types of students take, you can branch off to either work towards family nurse practitioner, which is the larger of the two tracks just because of the requirements. And then, or you can pursue a pathway as a nurse educator, which has a ton of opportunity if you're looking to enhance your nursing skills, your leadership skills. But if becoming a nurse, a facilitator or teacher is in your future or one of your professional goals, this is an excellent opportunity to seek that out as well.
This is a two-year program?
It's probably going to be a little bit longer than that. And the reason for that is the part-time nature of the program. So if you're in a part-time, you're probably looking at about 3 years, which would include a summer term.
Okay.
Yeah.
But still, the part-time aspect to this, I think, would interest a lot of people who may not be able to drop everything and focus so heavily.
That's right. It's really designed for someone that's going to keep all of their professional commitments and take this on in terms of how they're advancing themselves academically while they're still maintaining their professional career that's already in place.
So people are applying, and you've started doing that?
They are. So we opened our application back in February. We are running it through June to accept applications for fall 2026. Right after then, we'll be announcing a full cohort and then moving forward with our onboarding and orientation to start our first group of graduate-level nurses this fall.
Wow.
Yeah.
For the university, it's got to be exciting, and for you personally.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun so far. We've been hosting some virtual open house webinars, meeting nurses. We also have a thriving RN to BSN program, so we have some recent graduates that have been waiting for us to come back to the table with a graduate program that are returning to us, as well as new nurses that are either already established professionally or coming out of other BSN programs that have been reaching out. So it's been a lot of fun to tell them about this, to share it. And then work with our nursing faculty and program directors on applications. So it's been great.
So Christy, I would think, I mean, we all know, and we always hear, and this is obviously to meet the needs. There's such a nursing need, but also when you think about the fact just of where UMW is located, I mean, you're going to be able to attract people from Northern Virginia, from the Richmond area, and you know, all around.
Yeah. I think when we get to the clinical portion of this that starts next summer, I think it still will have a on-campus component. But honestly, this was developed to benefit the students of this region as well as the healthcare industry of this region. And so we feel really good about the opportunity that's here. We have great relationships with our healthcare partners and are looking to expand upon that to make sure that we have really great clinical placement for all of our students and can help and coordinate in building those relationships. So we think it's a win-win.
So the new Master of Science in Nursing program, if you're interested, now is the time to apply, because you've only got a little bit more time before it's going to close.
It is, especially for fall. So if fall is really a good time for you, or if you want to explore this further in terms of what it entails from an academic standpoint, we have a really great landing page on our website right now for the MSN where you can request more information or jump into an upcoming webinar or reach out to me personally. So I welcome all questions and can help people who are interested in working towards that degree.
And whatever we're talking about this morning, I guess everything, umw.edu, go there and then just navigate.
Graduate admissions, it's all there.
Where you need to go. We've got other things to talk to you about. We'll get to you in a bit, but Teresa, we'll shift gears. Teresa Segelkin is the Director of Continuing and Professional Programs at UMW. For people that are interested in sees things that they're interested in, I mean, it's a little bit different than a graduate program with what you're doing with the continuing and professional programs, I guess. It's some of the start times may vary, I would think.
Absolutely. It is a little different over in continuing and professional programs. We are fortunate to be able to extend the university expertise and increase access. So for folks who are not looking to pursue a degree option right away, sometimes they come through continuing and professional studies to try something out. So if you are, say, looking to get into healthcare management, for example, we offer a four-week course on being a medical office manager. So this would be a person who wants to set up their own office practice, you know, hang a shingle and extend care into the greater community. That was a product of a Go Virginia grant, a growth and opportunity, who don't have the acronyms down as often as we do, as well as a partnership with Mary Washington Healthcare to help extend healthcare access across Region 6, so out into the Northern Neck, the Middle Peninsula, and the Fredericksburg region. So that's just one option. We also offer lots of opportunities to grow personal enrichment. So if you perhaps want to pursue a new language, but you're not sure if you want to spend a lot of time in the classroom yet, you want to see if it's the one for you, we often do, you know, a couple week workshops, sometimes six, you know, up to 6 or 8 weeks. We just finished one in the fall in German, and it was really exciting to prepare for Oktoberfest, because we must prepare for Oktoberfest.
Yeah, absolutely. so it really is a wide range, and it really is worthwhile to go and see with the continuing and professional programs what's there, because a lot of times there are things there that you would never expect.
Absolutely. It's always changing. We look to our community to see what the needs are, and then we create what we need, what is needed. One of the other ways that we do this is through our Business Acumen Series. That's been our long-running program. It runs 6 to 8 months out of the year, just one session a month. And this year, our underlying theme is around AI. So the things that are changing because of artificial intelligence advancement, as well as the things that aren't changing. So good leadership, for example, is still not changing, even though AI is upsetting many areas of the workforce.
Yeah. Boy, and what a great topic that is to explore and become more proficient in, too.
We are really excited to get to explore that here, and we are fortunate at the university to have established a Center for AI in the Liberal Arts, the first in the region, and one of the foremost researchers in AI is here at UMW. So we're really excited to be able to, you know, pick on him a little bit, extend his expertise out into the community without having folks make a long-term commitment. You know, come in, see what they like to do, see what is needed in their organization, and go forth and do great things.
No, that person came in, I did not even know any of this existed or that it was even done at UMW, and he was just phenomenal.
Dr. Rao is wonderful.
Yeah.
And yeah, it is. There's a lot going on at UMW that I think you're right. People just don't know yet that's out here.
Well, because it really shows that over the years, I mean, you've shifted and changed. Because as you talk, because I can think that I'm sure you have situations even where businesses would want to send, you know, some of these courses have some of your employees, you know, sharpen up some skills.
Absolutely. We work in the field of organizational development and continuing studies. So we go out and we help businesses assess where their gaps are, help them design programs that they need, as well as open opportunity for the open enrollment. And one of the areas that I'm most proud of that our department does is working with our local localities, so like our economic development authorities and city councils and so forth, to make some of these programs totally free for small businesses. That helps to create access and even the playing field for those larger businesses that can send more folks.
I had no idea, Trista, that you'd do as much as, you know, not you personally, do as much as, but the, you know, the UMW is so involved. I had no idea that with some of these things.
UMW has invested heavily in making sure that we can meet the evolving needs of the community. The newly established Career and Workforce Division is working really hard to do so.
Well, and this is such a changing field, and people are looking for things and not always looking for a degree or even have the time to be able to do that. But some of these courses can be really helpful.
Absolutely. And of course, we hope that eventually folks will come back and, you know, pursue the degree. Otherwise,
right.
Christy, you'll kick me under the table over here, and that's okay.
That is true, though. I never thought of that with what you do. You come and you take a few courses, and all of a sudden you think, I've gained some skills. I want to gain more. And then you go over to, you know, you end up in Christy's office talking about a graduate degree.
Yeah, that's always a possibility.
Interesting stuff. And again, umw.edu and what you're doing, again, the timing can be all over the place.
Absolutely. We're always rolling. We are not bound by the academic calendar. So if in June you decide you have some free time and you want to come explore marketing in the modern era, that's our business acumen series for that day, for that month.
Interesting. As we're talking to Christy just about the programs and how that was, and just to be proud of getting these programs up and running. You personally, when you see some students or know students, the people that are students that come and are able to, you know, take a class or two, and then it helps them professionally, or they end up getting a degree. That's got to be a great feeling for you personally.
You know, there is nothing better. The Fredericksburg region is the first place I would call home as an adult. And to be able to see that impact across the region is just, it's phenomenal. It makes you feel great.
And again, it just shows that there's so much more to Mary Washington than the high school students that come here in the fall, or the people that the undergrads that will get a degree in a few weeks here. There really are a lot of opportunities to better yourself at UMW.
There really are. And one of our newest opportunities is with the VTOP initiative and Devin Fedor.
Devin, talk about that. Talk about, because again, it's an acronym world.
It is an acronym world. I definitely live in an acronym world in my role. But VTOP stands for the Virginia Talent and Opportunity Partnership. And essentially, it's a statewide effort. I know the Go Virginia program and regions were mentioned earlier. So it's aligned to those Go Virginia regions throughout the state. So for us in Region 6, we're covering from Stafford down through the Northern Neck and Middle Peninsula. But the goals of VTOP are simple to say, I think hard to accomplish, and really take all of us and everything we've been talking about contributes to them. But there's two things. So it's ensuring that our students and also the employers and institutions across the region and across the state are students are career ready, and employers are ready to have those students come and join them after they graduate, or to have experiences while they're still taking classes. And then the other one is to make sure that all of our 2- and 4-year college students across the state of Virginia have access to at least least one high-quality work-based learning experience, preferably a paid internship. That's probably one of the most common things that people talk about. So there's a lot of programs and resources available through VTOP. We're exploring some innovative ways to help students get different kinds of experiences, like micro-internships, which are project-based experiences. Yeah. So there's some programs right now that are available through VTOP that allow students to take advantage of 15-hour paid internship opportunities where they can work on projects with any number of types of organizations. And as we were talking about small businesses earlier, this is a great opportunity if you own a small business, you work for a small business, and you've been thinking about interns to have an easy point of entry. It's paid for students, free for employers through this program right now. So we're really excited to see what we can do with that. But there's lots of other opportunities available too, especially to help small businesses. There's a matching grant program that can pay up to 50% of intern wages. And as a small business of 150 or less employees in Virginia, you can actually do that with 10 interns a year if you qualify for the program. Mm-hmm. So that could be a reimbursement of up to $75,000 for businesses that want to get that access to our emerging talent in the region.
Talk about a win-win for both the business and especially the person.
It is. And as we see, and I said, I work with UMW, but also working with Rappahannock Community College, Germana Community College, when we think about some of our traditional students, like you were just talking about, but also thinking about non-traditional students, they may not be able to leave their jobs to take a traditional internship, right, especially over the summer. So these kinds of programs give them some additional flexibility and allow organizations to tap into talent that they might not have had access to before.
Got some more questions for you. We'll take a quick break and continue this discussion. Good stuff this morning as we talk about UMW and various opportunities. Devin Fedor is the Director of Regional Partnerships. Teresa Segelkin is the Director of Continuing and Professional Programming. And Christy Peck is the Director of Graduate Admissions at UMW. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It is almost 8:31.
From the Fredericksburg FreePress.com studios, this is News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. It's the only local talk show in Fredericksburg. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. Subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite streaming platform to hear Town Talk anytime, 24/7, 365. And now, Ted Schubel.
Good stuff with UMW this morning. Graduate admissions, career, and workforce are a topic. A lot of things available to all of us in the community. Devin Fedor, the Director of Regional Partnerships. We were just talking about internships and everything. If people are interested, or even businesses are interested, I guess you're the person to get in touch with?
Yeah, they can definitely get in touch with me if you want easy access to some of the programs I mentioned. You can also just search for the Virginia Micro Internship Experience and also Internships Virginia or NVA, and that will give you information on what it takes to qualify, how you can access some of those programs, and I am always happy to give you more information about it and get you connected with the right people and places in our community that will make sense for what you're looking to accomplish with your internship programs.
And it sounds, Devin, like in a lot of cases, a person or I could get with you and we could work out if I had a business and, you know, you develop it. It's not as though you come in and this is what you have to do, that you can tailor it to some individual needs to some point.
Yeah, absolutely. That is the wonderful thing about different kinds of experiential learning, especially internships. And when we think about all the programs that are offered both at UMW and our community colleges, there are so many different skill sets and areas of study that our students are pursuing, and they have a lot to contribute. And I was actually just having a conversation with a couple of faculty members in the humanities area about all the different skill sets, especially when we think about liberal arts degrees, that those students have to offer businesses that sometimes businesses just don't think about. And when we were talking about AI just a minute ago, the things that aren't changing or maybe even are increasing, and I just heard this from a panel at a conference, both from employers and students, they're still looking for great communication skills, problem solving, critical thinking, And a lot of organizations are looking for help with some of those technical areas like AI that our students are really well versed in. So there are so many possibilities, but there are also great resources out there, and you can use AI to help you figure out what might help my business, or maybe what's that project I've been trying to get to for a while and it just never seems to make its way onto my plate. Interns can be a great solution for that.
Well, the other thing too, I guess interns too, oftentimes an internship can lead to employment, and it makes it easier for the employer to be able to have somebody to come in that they know, or even there's always the thought, and I guess this is too where Teresa comes in too, about keeping people here, and you know if you can get them here and then offer them some ways to, you know, increase their education, maybe they decide that this is an area they want to stay in and not move on.
Yeah, that's definitely the goal. We want to keep talent in Virginia. We want to keep talent in our region. And internships are a great way to do that. There's lots of statistics out there, both on the employer side of the benefits and also just the high acceptance rate when interns are offered full-time roles or longer-term work-based learning experiences, as well as the retention of new employees who have served internships into different organizations, because they already know what they're getting into. And they know that that's a company that's willing to invest in them, which means a lot. In addition to that, I mean, just people in the community tend to look more favorably at organizations that are willing to invest in the next generations of talent. That's something they want to be a part of.
Yeah. Teresa, I would think, too, with continuing and with the continuing and professional programs, a person doesn't even have to be, you know, directed to do these. I mean, you can just for your own self-edification in wanting to improve your status with the company, you could take some of these courses on your own.
Absolutely. Everything in continuing studies is open enrollment. So that means that anybody from the community can come and attend anything they'd like. There's usually a small fee associated with it, unless you're part of a program that's, you know, waiving that. But that's part of our goal over here in Career and Workforce, is to create that access to help to level the playing field and open up opportunities for folks.
I probably said it last year, because every time when we do these kinds of shows, I think I need to go and look and see what's there, because I think it would be fun to take some classes and you know, pick out some topics.
We would love to have you there, Ted. That would be really wonderful.
So I know I look at that, and I'm sure I said to you last year, I'm going to do that. Well, I didn't, but I'm going in the next year, because again, these are things. And even if just some of the, I know people that have taken some of these courses, and they just take them for fun.
Exactly, absolutely. So one of the fun ones we did a wine tasting class that lasted over two nights. It was, we learned the science behind wine itself, so what makes wine taste, you know, different ways. And then we had a pairing and tasting opportunity. So very rarely can you say you went to college for a couple of days and had a great wine tasting experience.
I actually did that course. It was great.
So do you have people, do you have businesses or even people come to you and say, have you ever thought of, you know, having a course in this?
Absolutely. I have a whole email set up just for that too. And that helps us to meet again what the community is looking for. We only know as much as the community wants to tell us, and we want to meet them right where they are.
So we are talking now UMW Graduate Admissions, Career and Workforce, over to the graduate side again. We talked about the Master in Nursing program, and you talked earlier in the program, Christy, about some business things. And so there are overall some really exciting things happening here.
Yeah. So in addition to the MSN program, the MBA launched some new concentrations this year. Which is just a subset of courses that you take within your 30-credit MBA, which gives you additional area of expertise. So we have folded in AI and business, popular demand, as well as entrepreneurial leadership, which is also available as a standalone certificate program for someone who may be a small business owner or is moving up professionally in the corporate area and wants some additional skills.
Okay, I was going to ask about that. I wondered about that.
Yeah, so there's additional opportunities to just take a subset of courses within the certificate for the entrepreneurial leadership. The AI concentration is within the 30-credit MBA program, and that's all fully online, asynchronous. So we know that the commute here can be a little dicey. Mm-hmm. We really do cater to our adult professional population and do a fully online program that's 30 credits. That's 2 years part-time, 1 year full-time if you want to enroll that way, and 8-week classes. So it's super flexible and a really great opportunity for any working professional that wants to skill up in terms of possessing an MBA, focusing in AI, or working on leadership development for small business or other opportunities. So lots of great professional development going on within our College of Business at the graduate level.
Whoa. I was going to say, just hold on a second. You know, so you can be 2 years part-time or 1 year full-time and get that degree. That's a pretty sweet opportunity there.
Yeah, it's one of the best organized programs, I think personally. I might be a little biased in the state, just based off the amount of credits required for degree completion and how that's laid out in an 8-week format. So it really allows even a full-time enrolled student to only be taking 2 classes at a time. And our part-time students are only taking 1 course at a time in every 8-week section. So they're really able to lock in, as people say these days, and focus on the class at hand and make sure that they give it all their effort and do a really great job. So the results from a program like that are really great in terms of what our students are able to accomplish. And it is applications based. So what you're learning in the classroom or in your virtual classroom, because it's online asynchronous, you're able to apply back. It's applicable to work, the skills that you need in business. So you can take it right back over to your professional space and implement immediately.
Yeah, you literally can lock in. I mean, I've taken college courses like that where you just focus on one. Yeah. And it is. It's different if you're used to taking a lot of, you know, doing a lot of different things. But it's a nice change.
It is. It makes every class your favorite. You don't have to choose.
Right.
Yeah.
And you can just focus in.
Yeah.
And the great thing is, as we've talked about these graduate programs, Christy, is, I mean, you really are helping meeting workforce needs in some of these high demand fields.
Absolutely. And so I think that's the new for fall 2026 is taking the regular MBA and then infusing it with what employers really need their staff focused on right now, which is integration of AI across all aspects of the business environment, including strategy, just the language, the models, understanding it in a deeper way other than just your surface level use that I think all of us are becoming accustomed to, is getting that back end knowledge so that you understand how it's working, why it's working that way, and how it makes sense for your own business or industry. And then entrepreneurial leadership, again, is more about developing skills for designing your business along with strategy and some critical thinking behind the scenes on how you can implement creatively and be a good leader.
Boy, yeah, I mean the AI part to have an understanding like that and just knowing what the curriculum and the program at UMW is, that really sets you apart.
Oh yeah, high demand, I think, across any industry right now. And like Teresa mentioned earlier, we're very fortunate to work in a region where industry, as well as our small business community, all of these things, whether it's coming in as an aide, like you said, almost like having an intern, it's coming in as a way to maybe even rethink your business model or how you do what you do. I think there's just a lot of great opportunity to lean into those skills, not be afraid of them, but embrace them.
Right.
And figure out how to leverage them for a greater output.
And just for practical, as we talk about MBA, because I know so many people who talk about wanting to get an MBA, but they can't swing it or to go to places where they think it's offered and it's a drive and everything. You can get an MBA right here.
You can.
You don't have to sacrifice, you know, years of your life and sitting in traffic to do all of this. You can do it right here.
No traffic. That's kind of the goal, is allowing people that do the commute that are in this region, or whether they're here locally, to understand the benefit of having a fully online asynchronous program. But at a small school or a smaller school like UMW, where you're still connected to a campus community, there's still teamwork embedded. You're going to still know your classmates and have a fantastic graduation at the end of it to come home to. So I think kind of the best of both worlds, in terms of giving you the flexibility, but then also giving you that brick and mortar campus that you can have affiliation with once you've graduated, somewhere you can actually visit and come and be part of our alum.
I can't have UMW people here and not ask you, how exciting has it been with the basketball team this spring?
Oh, it has been so exciting. I think we all have been on a little bit of a high the last 6 weeks with all of the fanfare and activities and everything surrounding the incredible success of our basketball team. It's been a little surreal, but it's been a great ride.
To turn on ESPN Plus and to see UMW there was just, it was the best.
It was.
And the coach and the players, they're such a nice group. That's the other thing.
Yeah. One of the things that stuck out to me when I was watching the game was just that, like, the connectedness of our team to this region, and it is a hometown team.
Yeah,
and that was so cool.
Yeah. So you now are all associated with a national champion, which
we'll
not,
take it.
Not many can say that.
Yeah. Devin
Fedor, the director of regional partnerships, also here this morning. One of the things, and I remember this from last year, and I think it was in the summer. There was, because it popped up, and I probably made fun of it. There was like intern day or something.
There is an intern day. So speaking of winners, I'll get to intern day, but leading up to that, we also are very fortunate in our region to have a great collection of businesses, employers recognized as top employers for interns in Virginia.
Oh, okay.
That was just announced recently. And then we had 5 students recognized as part of the top 50 interns in the state of Virginia. So we had 4 students from UMW and 1 from Germana Community College. So we are very excited to celebrate that in our region too. And that's all in a lead up to Virginia Intern Day, which is on July 30th. And it really is a celebration of all of the hard work and investment that goes in, both from our students who complete these work-based learning experiences and employers that are doing really great things. So if you'll indulge me, I can read the list of employers for our region that are being recognized as part of this. So we have the CyberBytes Foundation, F45 Training in Stafford, Fredericksburg Technology, Matern Staffing, Natural Sentiments, Rappahannock Electric Cooperative, Rappahannock Goodwill Industries, Rain the Venue, Simventions, University of Mary Washington, we have interns too, and then the Virginia Black Chamber of Commerce. So we're really proud to be able to celebrate in our region and the official award presentation during Virginia Intern Day.
And for others, you too could be part of that list.
You absolutely could. We hope you will be.
But because the more opportunities you have, the more students you can get in, and I'm sure that you don't want to ever run into situations where you've got people that are interested, but you've got no takers that want to have interns.
It's a great point. And there is a lot of competition, especially with many of these employers who have well-known internship programs. They're getting a lot of applicants. So the more that we can engage additional businesses throughout our region to model those kinds of programs, it's going to benefit our employers. It's also going to benefit our students and just our region as a whole, and keeping people here and building our reputation. So we would love to see this list grow for next year.
We've had here, and we have worked with Spotsylvania Schools with their extern program, and have had students come through, and it's always so interesting. They always are full of a lot of questions, and it kind of makes you better. They've sat in here with me with this, doing this show, and then afterwards have all kinds of questions.
Yeah, that's one of the most exciting things, I think, whether we're talking about K-12 students or 2 and 4 year college students. There is so much that students are still exploring about what are the career options that are available in general and here in the region. And that's one of the things, as we sit here and talk about some of our healthcare related programs, even if you just take that industry, people think about those clinical roles, doctors, nurses, technologists, mm-hmm. but there's a whole organization there, a whole system that provides all different kinds of roles that many people don't know about. So career exploration and building more awareness is something we can all help with in our region too.
University of Mary Washington, the graduate admissions, career and workforce are focus this morning with Teresa, Devin, and Christy. We'll wrap it up when we come back on News Talk 1230. WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. You can access all episodes of Town Talk online at newstalk1230.net or on your favorite podcast streaming platform. Now, back to your host, Ted Schubel.
UMW graduate admissions, career, and workforce are our focus this morning. Before we get out of here, Christy Pack, the director of graduate admissions, we have talked about a whole lot of things. You also do some things, I know, with Master of Education programs.
We do. So we have movement and new programming this year, but we also have remained true to our foundation in education. So we do have a Master of Education program that focuses on initial teacher licensure, which we've seen some interest in terms of people that are coming into the education field that have decided that teaching is their passion, or even switching careers to address the need that we've had across K through 12 in terms of the high need for teachers. So we still work really closely to look at credit evaluations and help people align a pathway where they can reach teacher licensure across multiple pathways, whether it's special education, elementary, or secondary, in terms of wherever that would lead for them professionally. And then Teresa also aids in that process on the continuing professional study side.
Yeah, absolutely. Like all other professions and professional professions in particular, there's the need for development as you go on as a teacher.
Yeah.
And so UMW Continuing Studies offers some professional development opportunities, again, often paid for by the school division or by grants throughout the community to help upskill the teachers in their current roles and help keep them in the profession.
So, yeah, I would think you two do really work closely on a lot of different things.
Absolutely. Yep.
For admissions, for graduate admissions, I guess this is really the time to be, you know, getting all that stuff in order.
Yeah, if you're thinking about jumping into a degree program, whether part-time or full-time for fall of 2026, the application is open. And this is really the time to submit materials, get through admissions committee, and focus on onboarding and next steps so that you're prepared to join us when we launch our fall term, which is going to be the last week of August. So we always say fall, but in college land, fall means the last week of August.
It does. Yes, it does. And again, if you want to get more information, umw.edu, or come on by and talk to you or others.
Absolutely. Reach out. You can find us on the website. We do have a whole landing page for graduate admissions, but I'm happy to help anybody who needs to navigate. I really see my role is for our adult learners is coming in and having somebody that will clear the path, show you the way, and make the process easy, because coming back into a college or an academic environment after years away can be frustrating. It can be a little confusing. Yeah. And so I'm there really to remove all those barriers and help you navigate.
And Devin Fedor, for as far as regional partnerships and wanting to get involved, if you're a business and want to get involved with internships, you're the person.
Yes, please reach out to me. And I will just say that there are definitely still students looking for summer internship opportunities. So it is not too late to get involved in that. And we're here to help support you with that in the summer, in the fall, anytime that you are looking.
Teresa Segelkin with Continuing and Professional Studies Programming, too. Same with you, I guess. You know, see what's available. See what you might fit in.
Absolutely. Come check us out on Facebook, LinkedIn, all the socials have us, as well as our website at umw.edu. And we look forward to meeting you where you are to help build you up to where you want to be.
A lot of exciting stuff. The Master of Science in Nursing program sort of has had the headlines for a while, and rightfully so, but there's a lot of exciting stuff going on.
Yeah. The nursing program is new, so we're excited to launch that this fall. I'm coming back and telling you all about it. Yeah.
Great. Can't wait. Thank you all. UMW.edu, Devin, Christy, and Teresa. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for the opportunity.
That is it.
Thanks.
See you in the morning.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite streaming platform. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.